For 2 weeks in January, KBIA sent a team of reporters to the Missouri Boot Heel to work on a series of reports on the health and prosperity of the region. We're bringing you their reporting in this special week-long series called Shortage in Richland. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Yesterday, you heard about how a floodway project was pitting small communities against one another. In today's story, we examine a challenge those communities endure together. There's a great need for health care in the Boot Heel. Its six counties are home to some of the least healthy people in the state. And adding to the region's woes is a critical shortage of doctors, as well as the challenge of recruiting physicians to fill that void. Bram Sable-Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk explains.
It's early morning. The sun is shining brightly on the corrugated metal siding of the Otto Bean Medical Center in Kennett, Missouri. And inside the building, Judith Haggard is pricking the soles of her patient's feet with a pin.
Heavy like that.
Haggard is a nurse practitioner and one of the ranking medical providers at this federally qualified health center, which has no full-time doctor. She has just 15 minutes to spend with her patient, a 71-year-old diabetic on Medicaid. That's the standard length of a visit here. In that time, she must examine and educate him, prescribe medicine, and discharge him. 15 minutes, she says, is hardly enough time.
Diabetics take longer, but I still have 15 minutes. And you don't get through with a diabetic in 15 minutes unless they're totally controlled, which that patient generally is not.
In a perfect world, this patient would see an endocrinologist, a doctor who specializes in diabetes. Time spent with a nurse practitioner, diabetes educator, or even a nutritionist would make up for the time the doctor couldn't give. But this is the Boot Heel, a region emblematic of the social and medical problems facing rural Missouri and really all of rural America. Life expectancy here is among the lowest in the state. A fifth of the population lives in poverty, about a quarter are smokers, as Haggard puts it.
If you look at a sociology map, we are the red flags of the state. We have the worst.
And of those red flags, one of the most glaring is a critical shortage of doctors, especially for the region's poor, like the patients at the clinic where Haggard works.
We're without a physician at this point.
How long have you been without a physician?
It has been at least two years, yeah, at this point. And every time somebody leaves, it's another full year at least before we get somebody back in.
Every Boot Heel County is a designated health professional shortage area, a measure of a population's access to health care based on their ratio to providers. There are three categories for which this distinction exists, and the Boot Heel is short on all of them: primary medical care, mental health, and dental.
It's such a simple statement. We're just short of healthcare providers.
Sandy Ortiz is director of Southeast Missouri's Area Health Education Center, one of seven regional centers in the state called AHEC for short. Right now, Ortiz is standing against the wall of a busy classroom in Sykeston, Missouri, the Boot Heel's biggest town. AHEC's aim is to grow the area's healthcare workforce and fill the provider gap. To do this, they give medical students in Missouri a taste of rural medicine by placing them in clinical rotations in the area, hoping the students will like it enough to return here after their residencies. But the Boot Heel's small communities lack the allure of big cities, as well as their critical mass of people to sustain a medical practice. Even a loan repayment program, where doctors working at certain clinics in the area can have their student debt repaid by the federal government, often isn't a big enough draw. Usually, it's the people from the area who are most likely to return. And that's why Ortiz and AHEC also work with students before they finish high school, which is what brings her to this classroom.
We do have some kids go into healthcare professions, but they don't come back to the area. The attraction of the big city or things like that. We just need to get more kids interested in healthcare professions and then come back to this area to practice.
One of those kids is 17-year-old Aaron Schlitt, a student in the Health Occupations course at the Sykeston Career and Technology Center. Before joining this class, Aaron didn't always see herself in the health profession.
I knew nothing about it, and I was like, oh, I should try this just to see if I like it, and if not, I can drop it semester, no big deal. And then ever since then, I've liked it, so it's like, it's pretty nice.
AHEC doesn't run this class, but they do visit once a month with a hands-on activity, sometimes taking the students out into the field. And they look for other ways to engage students like Aaron with the kind of science learning that schools in small, rural districts generally cannot afford. Sandy Ortiz points to a photo on the wall.
This is showing a young student how to give injections on an orange. The schools, with budget cuts and such as, we do things like we bring kids together and dissect cow eyeballs. We dissect minks.
Today's lesson is not quite as exciting. The students are learning about jobs in oral health by playing interprofessional Pictionary. Aaron draws a picture with fellow 17-year-olds Kaylin Butler and Dejanay Wallace. It's probably of a dentist, although no one is entirely sure.
No, it's ugly. It's so bad.
She tried to draw.
Don't look at that one. There's the teeth. There's a toothbrush. There's the mirror. There's the little chair that they use.
And that's the health professional person.
While oral health care might not be their calling, all three girls do want to join the medical field. Erin is looking at anesthesiology, Kaylin at pediatrics, and Dejanay wants to be a registered nurse. From AHEC's perspective, that's the first step toward success. The next challenge is getting them to return here after they've been trained. And right now, the girls, including Kaylin, are on the fence about that.
Like, I'm always wanting to get away from Sykeson, but then it's something about that hometown that you always just want to come back to. So I might just come back, start up a little business, or tell all the kids who can't really afford it and just try to give back to them.
Judith Haggard felt that draw 15 years ago when she finished her own training and started practicing down here in the Boot Heel.
It was everything they told me at UMSL not to do. Don't go without a doctor. But I was here, I lived here. I didn't want to travel. And so it started.
The hope now is that when the time comes, these students will feel the same way. Bram Sablesmith, KBIA News.
Our week-long series continues tomorrow during Morning Edition and All Things Considered as KBIA's Christopher Husted explores the region's small but mighty rice trade.
We're excited about normalized relations with Cuba. Until 1963, Cuba was the biggest market for U.S. rice.
I'm Ryan Femuliner. You can find these stories from our series on the Missouri Boot Heel, including photos and video, at kbia.org. Just click on the Shortage in Richland link. Thanks for listening.